Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning, Takia. This is Chaya from Family First Home Care, and I have your caregiver here on the line, too.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. So, we just wanted to confirm. So, your aide is willing to switch for $16 an hour, and we are able to give her that. So, we want to confirm that you agree as well, and we can start working on the switch.
How long that's going to take?
So it should take really quick. Do you have the phone number for your care manager from your insurance?
It's only $1 difference. I don't know. She want to switch? You want to switch?
It's up to you. I don't, if you.
I mean, is it going to still mess with your money or what it's going to do?
Yeah, so it actually pays, being that it's 33 hours and you get $1 more per hour, then I really think it pays. And we're going to handle the switch for you. You're not going to, nothing is going to fall on your head. We're just going to take care of everything.
Okay, you got the number.
How is the pay? How do you get paid?
So we pay every Friday, and we can do either a paper check or we can do direct deposit. And that's going to be every Friday in your bank account.
Okay. And then, so because we're already into our next week with the current agency, when will it begin?
So if we call the insurance now to get the authorization transferred over, then we can actually start next week with Family First.
So it will start next Monday?
Hopefully, yeah, if everything goes, you know, as, you know. And Takia, do you have the phone number for your care manager?
Yeah, she should have it. I'm trying to find it right now.
No problem, I can wait, don't worry.
You mean for the current, for who I work with now?
Yes, from your insurance, the care manager. Not from the other agency.
Yeah, I'm trying to find who.
No
but
problem.
I think she's at the other agency. Because that's the only people I've been talking to since I got started.
I'm trying to see if I have. Hold on. Would she be allowed to get more hours?
So that's going to be up to the insurance. And I see you are now with Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we can talk to them. And let's see if we can get more hours for you.
Okay,
and you can only offer 16. You couldn't do six, like 17.
For now, we could do 16, and eventually we might be able to bring her up.
I'm sorry.
So for now, we can do 16, but we might be able eventually to bring her up higher.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you need a number on the card?
Do you ever call your care manager from Keystone First? Or you don't?
I only have dealt with the agency because once they set it in motion, the agency called me, and that's who I've been speaking to ever since that it started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thinking maybe I can call Keystone First now. And what I have you on the phone, you can confirm that you want the authorization switched over. So do you want me to give them a call now?
Okay.
Can you give us, okay, just so that we're clear on everything, I'll be with her Thursday. Can you give us a call back on Thursday, and we can go ahead and get everything probably started then, if that's the decision we're going to make?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just because I'm not really sure, and I don't just want to say yes right now.
Hold on.
And, you know, jump into...
Yeah, but I want to know if we can work to get the authorization sent over so you can start already next week with us.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, if you can give me a call back on Thursday when I'm with her, so we can go over everything and make sure that it's going to be the best fit for the both of us.
Because
I'm leaving one agency to come to you guys. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to give you a call back on Thursday. What time works for you? Morning is fine. What time do you go to her?
Usually I'm with her around 9 a.m.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give you a call like at 9:30, 10 around.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Okay, fine. So we'll be in touch.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.